A new exhibit at the Booth Western Art Museum in Cartersville celebrates Ansel Adams, the photographer whose dramatic black and white Western landscapes made him a household name. The exhibit, called Ansel Adams Past and Present, looks at his work in the context of 20th century photography, placing his photographs alongside those of his forebears, his contemporaries, and those whose later work he influenced. Recently, WABE got the chance to look at Ansel Adams's work through the eyes of someone who was there when he created much of it, his son, Michael Adams. We met up at the museum to look at some of his favorite photographs and the memories they evoked. So, what's it like to be raised by a legendary 20th century photographer? Well, for Michael Adams, it meant a lot of time spent in the outdoors, watching his father work.
Well, one that I was present for was this one, White House Ruin, Canyon de Chelly, and I was taken out of school.
He was 9 or 10 years old when he went with his father, Ansel Adams, to Canyon de Chelly, the ancient Pueblo buildings built into the side of a cliff in northeastern Arizona. The image here at the booth depicts those ruins in the photographer's signature contrast.
It's a stunning image of this sandstone wall with the water scarring on it, and the ruin against a very black background. And we had to climb down into the canyon and wade the river to get over to take this picture. And it was stunning. And I remember the heat more than anything else, because we had to walk back through the river and climb to the top with all of his big cameras.
He concedes now that it was probably worth it.
Growing up with Ansel was an experience. He didn't do things like most of my contemporaries' fathers, like play ball with you or go to games and this. But he took me on trips, and I had this experience of seeing much of the West in many ways through his eyes.
Let's look at a photograph.
Okay. Probably his best-known photograph. Hernandez, New Mexico. Crosses illuminated by a late afternoon sun and the church, with the background of the Sangre de Cristo range and clouds, with the moon above.
Michael Adams was with his father when he took this photo, too, in 1941.
We were headed south back to Santa Fe. He saw this image, what he wanted to take a picture of, stopped the car. I remember the comments about, we've got to get the tripod out, the camera, the film, everything. He got it all set up, ready to take the picture, but he couldn't find his light meter. But he knew that the luminance of the moon was 250 foot candles, and from that he derived his exposure. And this image that you're seeing here is the result of tremendous amount of work in the darkroom.
What did he heighten?
Okay, he highlighted the foreground where the sun is on all crosses. He diminished the number of clouds in the sky and darkened the sky from the original straight print so that it becomes much more dramatic. And these white clouds in the background are very prominent in this picture, as is the moon. But if you saw the other straight print before the manipulation, you would not be that impressed. It would not be nearly as exciting.
That darkroom artistry is a key part of this story, and not just because it's neat to imagine what these famous photos might have looked like before they got that treatment. Back in the 1920s, when Ansel Adams got his start, photography was still struggling to be taken seriously as an art form. Before Adams and his peers came along, folks like Edward Weston, Imogene Cunningham, and Dorothea Lange, whose work is also on display at this exhibit, a lot of photographers were aiming for a different, non-realistic look.
You saw a little fuzziness, almost out of focus, which was the popular photography at the time. I think it may have been that they were more like paintings.
You can see some examples of this older style in the exhibit. Many early photographers took intentionally blurry photos to imitate the Impressionists. But Adams and his contemporaries went the opposite direction and took very sharp photographs, pictures that felt so real that they told an emotional story. You know an Ansel Adams photograph when you see it, all those extreme black and white contrasts in the Western landscape. And there's a reason for that. Michael Adams says his father's work originated not in the places he represented, but in his own mind.
He experienced something, and then he created a photograph, and he said out front that this is not what you would see, it's what I want you to see.
Kate Sweeney, WABE.